This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. And one of the unfortunate results of the current economic downturn is that young people especially are having a hard time finding jobs. And it turns out that the best place to look for them to look for advice is not necessarily from their parents, but from their grandparents. And that's because the greatest generation survived at a time when there was also very high unemployment, 25%. Mm. So maybe you don't have a grandparent.
No, well, my grandparents told me stories of the Depression, that's for sure.
So did mine, actually. But we have a real-life grandparent here to help us out and give us some advice on how to survive these times. He is Dr. Harold Koblinzer, born in 1929, just months after the stock market crash, and he happens to be the father of our own Beth Koblinzer. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, thank you.
So we have several tips, and if people go to our website, thetakeaway.org, you can actually see all of the tips laid out. But let's get to your first one, and that's for men. And during this economic recession, we're seeing that men are losing their jobs even in larger numbers than women. And you had a specific piece of advice for men who lose their jobs.
Yes. My father had a grocery store, and just before I was born, he lost it. And he was unemployed throughout the entire Depression, and that was a terrible experience. There were four children in our family. We moved from the West Bronx back to the East Bronx. We lived in a small, cramped apartment in the East Bronx. We only survived because my mother was a seamstress, and it was really rough on my father, very, very difficult.
Because she was the breadwinner.
You bet. And that there's an ego involved. There's a self-image involved. Mm. And that is very, very crucial for men today who are unemployed to consider.
So you're saying to them, get over that.
You bet. You have to do that, and it has to be done. You have to set aside your pride and take any job just to get started.
My father's always said, do what you have to do, not what you want to do. We always tease him for that. That was always the mantra, do what you have to do. But he's always made that point that it's so important to do what you have to do. And if you don't get your dream job, at very least do some sort of work. Get a job.
Another important factor is that the family has to get involved and the kids have to get involved. They have to play a role in this thing. And my own experience as a child, going back to 8 years old, I was working and a lot of other different...
What was the job? What were you doing at eight?
Eight. I was working, believe it or not.
Where? What were you doing?
Well, it was interesting. I was working... after school, I would sit in a candy store and wait for the phone to ring because nobody had phones. And they had a public phone in the candy store, the phone would ring. I'd get on the phone and say, Mrs. Jones, I want to call you. I said, just a moment, please. I'd put the phone down, run outside, run to the apartment building, ring the bell. Mrs. Jones telephone. She'd come downstairs, go to the candy store, and I'd wait for my tip. And then there I had with candy bars and pinball machines, and I didn't spend a nickel, not a penny, because I took that money and I gave it to my mother.
Wow.
And I was conditioned to delay gratification just through that process. It was a very normal
thing. And
you're
in on the ground floor of the telecommunications industry.
And it's interesting because he used that delayed gratification, that hard-earned money that he had as an eight-year-old. You know, my parents talk about how they didn't buy furniture, real furniture, fine furniture, after, 12 years of marriage. They didn't go on vacations until 20 years of marriage. They really delayed
purchasing. Well, that's because you used to jump on the couch all the
time. Well, that's true, too. Who could leave me?
That's a great piece of advice own Beth Koblinzer and her dad, Dr. Harold Koblinzer. Again, you can see all five tips from her dad on the website. And Beth wrote a blog post as well at thetakeaway.org.
Thanks so much.